Welcome, Seekers. The Hurricane Spectacular continues.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Chapter 9, The Burning Bush.
Finally, the show was on. The whole town had come to see it.
All right, let amateur night in Dixie commence.
I don't even know how to describe it. God loves New Orleans.
All right. Now let's get on with this all too familiar story. Okay, well.
George's mother and his father didn't seem to be able to do anything with him.
This little sh** caused the whole thing.
Her eyes were steely, her lips thin and firm.
She hated the fact of George's existence. The antagonism between them was mutual, powerful, and lasting.
There must be method to this madness to draw the emperor away from his imperial pleasures out into the wastelands of the empire, where he is vulnerable, where he can be destroyed.
George's young brother said, "Hell," under his breath.
George's surly mother's violent thoughtlessness was prepared to rise to the challenge.
Now, well into her 80s, she flourished a still sharp brain under disciplined wavy white hair and wore a red and black houndstooth dress.
"Disgraceful," she said accusingly.
She urged George's young brother to close family ranks against George.
"I know he envied me abominably. I know he was violent and cruel and more. But he was my brother."
"But you don't see me later."
And as she plots with Macbeth, she frequently reminds him,
"You may not need money, but none of us is getting any younger, and I say take out our capital now." Brother Jem looked wretched.
Gulp. It was something important, some enormous turning point.
"The guy takes a real $50 bill, and he slaps it in your hand, and he says to you, 'Today is your lucky day. I got a deal I want to make with you. Anyway, are you in? Now, what do? Do you take the deal?'"
"The good one sounds weird."
"No, it sounds pretty cool."
"It sounds like a setup.
And illegal.
And the guy sounds like a total criminal. Do you have any way to protect yourself so you're not just blindly walking into a trap?"
"No."
"Only a sucker would fall for that.
Or a doofus.
Or a moron.
Or an idiot.
Or a sleazy."
"That's my boy."
The plan seemed insane, and it was.
And the most incredible thing was that he thought I might want to be part of it.
I felt like I was going to die laughing.
"It's great. Just great."
Now the governor had surfaced in the hurricane zone, hunting the missing president.
"The crews you see behind me are working feverishly to decontaminate the area and remove what remains of hazardous materials which have yet to be identified. This has been a scene of panic and chaos, though things are finally calming down."
The storm rages. The men are seasick. He is sailing to a rendezvous with history and with himself. To his parents, he writes, "Either I will triumph with it, or I will die there."
"My daddy said, 'Son, put your guitar down. We gotta build some fence, gotta plow some ground.' I told my daddy, 'Try and understand.' And next stop, Louisiana. And I'm on the road, chasing down a dream. I need a little help, trying to get to New Orleans. Yeah, I need a little help, trying to get to New Orleans."
"I think the bravest people in South Louisiana are the ones who walk around with a FEMA shirt on,"
the governor of Florida said with a dark chuckle.
"What a bad joke.
Who is that?"
"President's brother.
Jeb Bush."
"Where in the world did he come from?"
"From Florida."
Not just any governor, but the governor of Florida, the one who disappeared.
"What? You almost had me."
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C.
It's gone.
Lost. Disappeared.
Filthy swine.
Just
send me to get you a churro and then you disappear. You and your filthy wetback donut.
In the history of Florida, no governor had made such an abrupt or eccentric exit from public life.
"Get me the hell out of here."
The newspapers and TV had gone wild.
"My face was all over the network news.
along with a lot of inaccurate reporting on my controversial history.
He's truly mad.
Bizarre cover up.
Madman.
An inappropriate thing to do.
Mentally unstable was what the newspapers said of the runaway governor.
And how?
More appallingly, the view that the governor was mentally unstable was reinforced by his preaching Satanism to preschoolers.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
This could be a problem.
But behind the governor's movie star smile was the incendiary fervor of a terrorist.
Terrorist? How could I not become a radical when we were fighting a force of pure evil?
What?
My big brother, George.
Oh, Dad.
It was 21:20 by the time we dropped off into the warm Gulf water and side-stroked our way through 500 yards of 3-foot chop some 25 miles into the city. It was not an easy swim. Much of the downtown area looked deserted from the water.
Where do we start? The president could be all the way to Atlanta by now.
I've got some ideas, said the governor.
Swimming south now, by a graffiti-covered building, a rundown civic center, and finally the huge, tall riverfront complex of modern glass office buildings, a hotel, and a conference facility. It looked like something out of a science fiction movie. There are immense structures, skeletal, modernistic skyscrapers that towered over us. Side stroke over, and I jogged into the Rent Center Hotel and asked for two rooms.
How many times have I heard that before?
No, just tell me about the key. My dear sir. Now tell me about the key.
You could even envision
Brother George. Coast!
The governor, who had first schemed to drain the Everglades, stroked the stock of the shotgun that lay across his lap and remembered things he wished he didn't.
How many days has it been since I was born? How many days till I die? Do I know any way I can make you laugh? Or do I only know how to make you cry?
Examine his life for a moment.
When was this supposed to have taken place?
I it was 7 years ago.
Ooh, another acid flashback.
Everybody was lovable. Except, of course, my mother.
There you are.
God knows I'm not lovable.
But his mother did not rise to the challenge. She had the determination, the superiority that comes with intense anger.
Are you out to crucify me? Are you out to crucify me?
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't want to know.
I've fought worse monsters than you for years. I know how to win the hard way.
What do you mean?
There's a strain of ruthlessness and violence in everyone with Bush blood.
Barbara's a handsome woman.
When you ally those traits with stupidity and arrogance, you get young George Bush.
George, was at a nice wedding? Gosh, I wanted to be there.
When he got married, my brother got married October 31st, which is Halloween.
Laura and I told her if she married me, I'd take her to celebrate our anniversary in exotic places.
It's like Crawford. Shut up, Chet.
Your job is to unstick her and to help unstick things that may get stuck.
How was it?
Not something you want to have every night.
George's mother said he'd probably done what he had because he didn't know any better. He does now.
Shut up, Jim.
It requires a expenditure of money.
It's all right for you. You inherit Master Father's residual estate. It's not fair. It was never fair, leaving nearly all to elder sons.
We're conscious of the conditions are such that they can attack us. My answer is bring them on.
This man wasn't a great scholar. They love drinking. You couldn't go anywhere without drinking.
Go away! I'm reading Super Fudge!
Put it on your brother's desk.
He'll read it to you when he comes home.
He glared at his brother.
I want you to know something. When I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
But Jeb quickly took the advantage.
Hey, I understand that you're the new manager of a baseball team.
It's my way to help kick off the baseball season. I really think it's an integral part of the fabric of our society, and I'm going to try to do my part to make sure baseball gets the notoriety it deserves.
Support a team run by liars.
Liars?
Death is a part of baseball.
Oh, yeah, the main part.
Well, you know, I'd like to be on the team myself. You know, I can play baseball.
Well, that can be accomplished.
Well, I'd like to learn the names of the players on the team, so when I see them in the park, I can say hello to them.
Why, sure, I'll take you down the field, introduce you to the fellas. You know, strange as it may seem, they give ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Yes, nicknames.
Like Leaker and Ape.
Dad, sir, to you, son. I'm People's Commissioner now, and nobody's sweetheart.
You must have won the election, Dad.
Right, son. Now I am the people.
Water breaks, Dad?
Oh, honey, don't call me Dad. That makes me feel like some kind of monster.
Water breaks?
It's Daddy, stupid. Where's my bourbon?
You're not in my parlor, you don't.
Gah! Me on! I'm scalded.
I know he was violent and cruel and often dangerous. I know he beat all his wives.
For me, diplomacy was unnecessary. The more personal contact you make, the better.
I know he nearly killed his mother. I know all that and more.
I turned and innocently asked, tough. Oh, you wife-beating drunk.
Just a hobby, and I do it to relax. I figure it's easier than hitting the kids and almost as much fun.
The elder President George said, shrugging.
Don't take it seriously, it's only father.
There, you see, he has no respect.
George wasn't much help.
When I was a boy, I watched him and I said to myself, someday I'll do that too.
No.
Hang them, legal, make them dance on air because it's the law.
George thought.
And now I'm doing what I want.
But worst of all was the disgrace.
The humiliation of having a coarse, boorish, ignoramus for a son.
So there is frustration.
But how's a guy like you wind up with a son like me?
You're an abomination.
President Bush was overcome by nausea and fell forward.
George saw his opportunity.
It's like this here. We can all come together. It's here's a visual. See here, looky here. See there?
What the hell is this?
See, there's the church.
What did he mean by that?
And there's the steeple.
I don't know.
On the door and look at all the people.
What are you talking about, man?
You see, they're all happy and wiggling.
What the hell are you talking about?
There's me and Senator Kennedy on the front row.
Not after what it cost them to get you out of trouble?
The governor of Florida said. George drained his Budweiser and said, Father said it was worth it.
Doctor.
Don't touch me, goddammit.
Why?
Ouch.
He hit me. So I hit him back. It's the thought that counts. Jay was further dejected to see...
They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
Good God. God bless me. So will you do it, G?
To my astonishment, George shrugged his shoulders and said, yes, that was correct.
I wanted to be the president of America like my daddy. He's a mean son of a bitch. He's the Big Mac fatty. So he got me an election that he took from Al Gore. Cause the woods, he don't know a damn thing about war. Said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. Said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I am the meanest damn mother ever got on a mic. I am a George Bush Jr., I can do what I like.
Gosh, okay.
And the look on Jib's face as he wished he was dead.
Holy shit. He said bitterly.
There was only one way that moron was ever going to become president.
Because I'm so smart.
Oh, my. Fiddling with the records? Some judicious rewriting of history?
Oh, of course, that's just for starters.
The room suddenly became quiet.
The door of the office was suddenly flung open, and Neil catapulted himself inside.
Hey, what are you doing? Steph?
Yes.
Nazi stuff?
Yes, Nazi stuff.
Can I help?
No, just let me work, all right?
All right, all right. Okay.
Look, I'm going to do a rally. I'll be back in an hour.
Dad, he said insistently. Dad?
I'm busy, Neil.
But it's urgent. Really, really urgent.
What is this, makeup? Why are you wearing makeup?
What's a torpid stumblebum? Neil asked. Grandfather.
Prescott.
Young George, said bitterly.
George!
And then wondered at the mind's subliminal tricks.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about our views.
And thought it perhaps not so random, after all.
Hey, what do you say we all head over to the booze and puking, eh? Free beer on this mother Fuhrer, eh? Come
on! Well, the evening began at the Gentlemen's Club, where we were discussing Wittgenstein over a game of backgammon.
We then went all together through the entrance gate into the club itself.
This isn't just some sort of clubhouse.
And round to the men's room.
Hold it right there, boys!
The old man's eyes were shot with pain and mood elevators.
We need to shut the arm. You hear me, boys? In a goddamn arm!
The governor of Florida gazed expectantly at the old man.
I'd like to take one, too, Dad.
Dad, sir, to you, son.
It's all well and good for sheep, but what are we to do?
Neil, brainy but timid when not in a crowd of brothers, slid his hand quietly into my trousers and left it there as if absent-mindedly.
I tell you, boys, this is a victory, not just up pee time.
And Neil, wrinkling his nose, said he didn't like the smell in there. It's beer, I said.
This is an outrage.
Poor little bugger. Nightmares ahead, I shouldn't wonder.
Get it off me! It's stuck to my nose! I can't see it there!
Go see Pat Robertson,
said dear despised Dad.
Wasn't that the name of the undercover agent who had stopped him in the restroom?
Hey, woo-hoo.
What does this undercover pal of yours look like?
Lord of the Flies? That's you, Dad, Neil told me excitedly.
That's enough from you, you gutter sniper.
George, you should be ashamed of yourself.
My mother might have been strong enough to batter her husband. There was no way she could begin to do the same to her 40-year-old son.
Is my attachment to this Yinch emotional, or is it a physical attraction?
I don't know.
I'm freaking.
What are you going to do?
Jeff glared at his brother.
In the world we live in, self-interest governs all. If he decides it's in his interests to administer Iraq, we'll do nothing to stop it.
Neil's eyes were wide. Don't let them be blown up, Dad.
Yeah, baby.
Really?
No, but you know what Neil's like. He sees things. Yes.
George shrugged unhappily.
I hear the voices.
He said gravely.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's my boy.
No, but sir, he's a drunk and a pill popper. If I could just...
Shut up, Jeff.
We've got to do something.
I know, but what? What?
Neil wanted to be carried.
Scared, son? Don't be. I love you at times like this.
I picked him up, and he wound his arms around my neck, clinging tightly.
I am a horsey.
You little cunt! Jumped on me, is it?
He held Neil by the wrist, easily clamping the small bones in a vice grip, and lifting him halfway into the air at almost arm's length, but with only his toes touching the ground, giving no purchase.
Oh, Daddy!
The small body writhing and fighting to get free.
Higher! Higher!
Oh, I'll give you higher, my filthy little urchin.
Now, let's be reasonable. I'm going to turn this kid into a decent, God-fearing Christian if I have to break every bone in his body.
Go, darn it, son! What the hell kind of sissy are you?
I could hear Neil scream. Not words, nothing intelligible. High-pitched shrieks, screaming. How does one face such a thing?
He's tough and he can take it and he's doing the right things here.
After a few minutes of this fascinating display, George re-entered the discussion.
So that's what throw us some ideas, and it's...
Sure.
My job is to, like, think beyond the immediate.
I have genuinely friendly conversations between George and George.
Sure. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Hey, you little...
George!
How can you look me in the eye like that?
Come on, it's 6 o'clock, right?
The dream was over.
Come on, get up!
Jesus. You haven't had one of those seizures for about 20 minutes. That's a good sign. How's that feel?
Oh, that's good.
I could play if I do everything he'd say. Girls seem to just get in his way. Those days we weren't considered fun.
The proselytizing group had now all gathered round George and were staring balefully rather than making overtly threatening movements.
This is the man, and I mean the man.
George got very nervous.
We cool? We good?
But he's cool. It's okay.
What?
Howard. The president? Well, that's different.
Yeah, perfect.
Douchebag.
How come I can't have dinner with the 36% of the people who like me?
Now, again, you can try to throw as much as you can on the backs of Louisianans, but I'm a witness as to what happened in Mississippi. You folks fell on your face.
Gosh, okay.
You get an F-minus in my book.
So what? George said, his shoulders bunched.
I'll tell you what, using the 2000 election as an example. No, I haven't gotten over it.
That's confidential information. This is a terrible thing. That's your worry. Of course it's my worry. I'm an American, ain't I? It's everybody's worry.
I don't believe this. It's madness.
George said absently.
And you know what really gives me the red ass?
I don't know, man.
No. I don't know.
Talking to some dumb goober from Alabama.
What?
Oh, no.
Could be home asleep. Little Bernie curled up at my feet.
Not Bernie.
No. I gotta pretend I like being here.
But even now, I'm not pleased with what I'm seeing because, you know, again, you're trying to throw the monkey on the backs of the disconnect. The disconnect was people thought there was some federal expertise out there. It wasn't. Not from you.
George worked his jaw like a steam shovel.
Well, it never fails.
Once again, you hayseeds are showing how much you want for intellect. There's a perfectly scientific explanation for what just happened.
He's half expected to hear banjo music.
No,
George resumed, approaching things sideways.
The fact is, they're flooding this valley so they can hydroelectric up the whole darn state.
What?
You can't be serious.
Yes, sir. The South is gonna change. Everything's gonna be put on electricity and run on a paying basis. Out with the old spiritual mumbo-jumbo, the superstitions, and the backward ways. Yes, sir. A veritable age of reason, like the one they had in France. A moment too soon.
Oh, what in heaven's name is he talking about?
Yes, sir,
observed George calmly.
We're gonna see a brave new world where they run everybody a wire and hook us all up to a grid.
George jerked wordlessly on the damp ground until the pain stopped.
Are you Arabic?
I've never said that.
You Arabic?
I am Sunni.
You're full of crap.
I am Shia.
You're a liar and a thief.
But there wouldn't have been the...
So you are George. If I had only known.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so pleased to meet you. Won't you please sit down and be comfortable? It's wonderful to see an American family out enjoying the natural splendor of our great country. I'm on a fact-finding mission from the Department of the Interior. Now tell me, do you find that the rest areas are conveniently located and properly maintained?
George started to slouch away.
Hey,
look at that.
Have you no decency?
How bogus.
They quickly decided that George was a crazy man, possessing the ethics of an intestinal bacterium.
The war in Iraq was a mistake.
All those poor people. How the hell do you sleep nights?
The policies that this administration has trumpeted haven't worked.
I've heard your disagreement.
George said thickly, and added, lying easily,
and I know how deeply it has felt.
He shrugged.
You can't touch this bitch because I'm rich and I'm wild. I'm George, damn Junior, I can do what I like.
George Junior, I do what I like. I'm George Junior, I can do what I like. I'm the meanest damn mother ever got on a mic. I said I'm George Bush, I can do what I like. I'm Joe Bush Junior, I do what I like. I said I'm Joe Bush Junior, I can do what I like. I called up my guy, said you on my side. He said you're George Bush Junior, you do what you like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I do what I like.
And those were the instructions out of from me to the government, and that might provide comfort for you.
You know some of the kids, you know what they say?
No. What do some of the kids say?
You're a counterking traitor, Benedict Arnold.
And you're getting too fresh. So button it.
How can we proceed if we don't know the facts?
They say the family comes in the night when it's dark. Is that really true? Do you know if that's really true?
George didn't deny the charge.
Call me arrogant.
I know the speculation.
Microchip attacked me. They have practically destroyed their whole world.
And I'm continuing to spread our agenda globally and around the world, as well as internationally.
It was you who destroyed my city. You destroyed my civilization.
Hope you don't take it the wrong way. I mean, I was just doing my thing. Yeah.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And you'll find that the bodies rotting away there are very black.
He just blinked and looked stupid.
I don't know why you say that.
I'll tell you what. Black folks are tossed in the garbage.
Okay, so there's been a little friction.
Are you crazy? Are you? I'm the racist, all up and down. Damn, he's
but this is an admission of guilt.
Yeah, maybe. But right now, my attitude is they didn't vote for me. Let them free.
Listen to me. We don't talk about, the dark racist. Like, it's an enemy that we'd like to torture. That has been our policy.
You racist bastard.
I've never said that.
George opened a flashy, hand-tooled wallet. I'll pay you a couple of bucks. George grabbed one of his paws and stuck $2 in it. Here.
You miserable! Judas is scary!
Hurricane George.
Hurricane came through off the sub round here. Government acting like it's bad luck down here. All I know is that you better bring some trucks round here. Wonder why I got my middle finger up round here. People lives on the line, you declining to help. Since you taking so much time, we surviving ourselves. Just me and my pets and my kids and my spouse. Trapped in my own house looking for a way out.
You really left your mark.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing what I wanted.
I am the meanest damn mother ever got on a mic. Said I'm George Bush.
We abide by the law of the United States, and we do not torture. And two, you said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that.
What is this about? Say what?
Their dedication to the cause stopped short of physically harming him.
Here's your chance.
Their kicks would be a nice warm glow that evening at having expressed their caring natures.
The commiserate, the not commiserate, the kick to our kicks.
Well, I'm trying to stay alive and keep my sideburns too. Ask all the brothers, getting harder to do. Try to live in song and silence with no ideal of violence. You better try to stay alive, but how about you? Better stop and think about it. All the nothing questions.
Meanwhile, as it happened, though, madness flowed rampant in the storm's wake.
We are refugees. We need food.
Liar!
Oh, fine! That's what you are. We are poor. We have no weapons!
My lord, people are cracking up all over town. The governor of Florida looked expectantly at the trooper. The cops will find him first.
They're all on hurricane duty. Double shifts.
The governor didn't seem to care. Of course, he lived in a different universe.
I came into this game for the action, the excitement. Go anywhere, travel light, get in, get out, wherever there's trouble, a man alone. Now they got the whole country sectioned off. You can't make a move without a form.
The governor gave him the details, the place, the time, who would be there.
It had to be a real stealth operation. To get out without anybody being the wiser, which meant it was going to take time, which was something I didn't have very much of.
Even the detectives are directing traffic.
The trooper sounded exhausted.
What am I going to do about it?
The governor shifted uncomfortably.
Who am I, MacGyver?
Oh, Jesus!
It's calm now. Great shooting lit weather.
The governor barked a laugh that scattered a flock of snowy egrets.
But tomorrow, no guarantees.
He was burdened by another primal concern.
No need to sit out in the open and get spotted by some observant civilian who'd like to retire on a cool half-mil stipend.
And then...
Hey! Who is that one?
President's brother.
Huh?
Our president's brother, Jeff, governor of the Sunshine State.
His precious anonymity was lost forever.
It's great. Just great.
Oh, my. He's a perfect little gentleman.
Call me Snake.
Snake, lovely idea!
An old lady from the neighborhood saw a man fitting the governor's description.
What are you?
Just a humble bounty hunter, ma'am.
The governor became an expert at playing with the gun, spinning the cylinder, and humming mischievously.
This is what we stand for. Justice, truth, and the value of a single human being.
He fights crime all the time.
Baby.
Women. Women sense my power, and they seek the life essence.
Oh, no, you don't.
I do not avoid women, but I do deny them my essence.
And how? I think it's not, but it's not fun. A cowboy's work is never done.
The governor's drifting again.
I stepped back, turned, and inspected the landscape, paying attention to everything around me.
He scanned for nothing in particular, just a sign.
The story was all there. He just had to know what to look for.
The missing president had survived the storm's thrashing.
How do we know that?
Look, see?
Roden pointed at the ground.
The Johnny Walker bottle lay in wet, moldering hay.
I knew that son of a bitch was alive,
said the governor, through clenched teeth.
Now, if it had been me, I'd have made sure I was nowhere near the city, the less to leave any kind of trail. But then, I didn't have George's ego either. And from my research, I knew he had the ego to size on my...
Doesn't that worry you?
Roden said.
I haven't got time to worry. I just make my plans and carry them out.
That's what John Wilkes Booth thought, too. Booth!
If Booth wasn't such a ham, he might have made it. Him? He didn't plan anything. Just took a lucky shot, strictly left-handed. He had to try it in a crowd. I hate crowds.
I thought you were going to be fun.
Don't you look at me, freak!
Okay, let's go.
Roden poked a thumb in their direction. In my day, we didn't leave any witnesses, he said. Loose ends, you know. Messy. Roden was right. And if he weren't in such a hurry, I'd have waxed him now. But there was no time.
Come on, we're going to get the door locked.
About to be plucked clean, and I wanted to be around when the mother plucker showed up. Roden packed a few supplies, too. He brought a pair of range-finding, three-power night vision binoculars, my favorite leather sap, as well as a handful of nylon restraints, a couple of rolls of duct tape, M16 assault rifles, six Beretta M92 pistols, and 1,000 rounds of 9mm ball ammo, 10 riot control grenades that spread CS tear gas, a dozen concussion grenades, a huge reefer, mustard gas, sarin, tabin, SRQ-44. Beer nuts, pickled pig nuts, three cases of Coors, a couple of rolls of duct tape, as well as 207 condoms, and the wallet of false IDs.
Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
Hours later, walked and talked out, but without having made contact with my target, I was finally perched atop a fake leather stool in the bar just off the main lobby, and it occurred to me that a Bombay in the rocks might help me take the nasty taste of George Bush away.
The president.
What? You really here?
I look for the first lawn with a burning crowd.
What do you feel about having the president here?
I feel devastation. You know that the president felt self-gratification because all these people that died in this tragedy, the president felt good about that.
How awful.
This is an outrage.
You saw the president? Did you see Brown, too?
They were riding in the same limo.
The president was feeding Oreo cookies to Brown.
A lot of people have seen them here.
You gotta hand it to him. Sure covers the tracks. I could just find the nest. Find out where they hold up.
Hold up. Hold.
Need some help.
Snake Plissken. I've heard of you.
bad neighborhood snake. You don't walk around here at night. Yes, sir. It'll kill you, strip you in 10 seconds flat.
The governor didn't seem to care. All he recalled was an agonizing and unquenchable thirst.
Water, water everywhere. Not a drop to drink.
Thirsty, governor.
So naive.
Cool water and vine. Now I'm thirsty with nowhere to go. And what else do we find but sorrow and misery untold? Because of what you do, all my world is you. Now I know it's not easy. Don't believe them when they say I'm not right. Don't put a hex on me, baby, because I don't know what's wrong or right. Cool water divine, I'm thirsty with nowhere to go. When that chain starts to swing, keep in mind one thing, don't forget me, dear.
Hey, you Snake Plissken, ain't you?
What do you want?
Nothing. I thought you were dead.
I heard there was a bean store here.
Beans are no good. Pythagoras himself died from an allergy to beans. Never take them lightly, my friend.
I don't. In fact, I'm looking for the kind that kill people.
Do you believe in the devil? The world is full of all kinds of beans, my friend. But we make up imaginary ones with pointy horns and pitchforks.
Oh, then why did you quit these bloody games? Throw away those Halloween costumes and get these people organized, damn it.
I think not.
Damn you!
The governor laughed.
Journal recording 958. Send another one. Dead plague. Sweep continues.
Content, be content. I'm picking clover. Won't you step into my tent? I'll just roll the bodies over. Nothing personal is meant. I tell you never. What do I feel like? I feel like a floor someone is walking. La la la, all over my confidence. I think I'll get the friends that I deserve.
Governor of Florida moved by night, fed off the road.
That's a little tangy.
And adopted the solitary existence of a swamp rattler.
Out of Rutt's Alley, where the dead men lost their bones,
he said absently.
T.S. Eliot turns out to have been just as good a prophet as he was a poet.
Rodent frowned.
It's not a bad time to be a fugitive.
I stopped abruptly. Innocent people will die. It's as simple as that. So what's so hard, you ask? Well, friends, it's like this.
The United States is a no-smoking nation. No smoking, no drinking, no drugs, no women. Unless, of course, you're married. No guns, no foul language, no red meat.
Land of the free.
Please, kill me.
Okay, okay.
I was kidding.
Oh. Hi, have you seen George?
I saw him running past the store down the street.
Hey!
Over there. Take a look.
No, let's see.
Oh. I'm going to be sick.
I think I'm going to be sick.
That's what I said.
And all this damn... Oh, it's all burnt and dirty.
Hey, I told you not to look.
He looked at the piece of George's neatly severed hot dog on the curb.
Then they had their fun with it.
And how?
Everyone took a piece and said, thank you, sir. He made his money.
I think I'm going to be
sick. Shut up.
Get a move.
We are free now. We can kill now. We can hate now. Now we can end the world. We're not guilty. He was crazy.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm looking for this guy. Anybody know who he is?
Yeah, sure, we know him.
Where? He's gone. He said you should keep wasting your life, though.
Yeah. Oh, Junior and the drummer are fighting about a woman in the neighborhood. Oh, the drummer never hit a bad lick in his life, and the Junior never hit any good. Yeah, the colonel said the women are loving, not fighting, but that didn't clear the air. Cause Junior's still living in the Blackmore jungle with his Elvis Presley hair. Yeah, the drummer got the drum, the colonel got the gun.
Where the hell was Nasty anyway?
Yeah. What happened to George?
Said I'm George Bush Jr. I'm George Bush Jr. I called up my guy. Said, are you on my side? He said, you're George Bush Jr. You do what you like. Said, I'm George Bush Jr. I do what I like.
Dear George, a small spaceship has been built by our experimental station. It is too small for a man, but could carry a little monkey. Would you be willing to go up in it?
We're conscious of folks flying.
So that's what there are some ideas.
The great moment had come.
This is Eric, Charles.
Hello, Eric. How's Walter?
We're fine.
Oh, I wish I could say the same for the president, but he's locked himself into a truly historic one this time. His presidency on Earth nearly over, his residency on Mars nearly begun.
George waved goodbye and went aboard.
He waits alone, strapped into the nose of the mighty rocket, the Spirit of 69.
Some of the other members of the crew are here as well. Where are they, Robbie? Where are the members of your crew? Well, they must have cut past the security check.
The door was closed. 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, maintain.
1.
Stay cool.
Go!
Oh, my God.
He pressed the button, and the ship rose into the air, slowly first, and then faster and faster. Hurrah! George was on his way.
Took him at least 9 tries.
Out of the blue, an open parachute came floating down to Earth. The truck raced over to the spot. What a welcome for George. You are the first living being to come back to Earth from a space flight. And on the medal it said, to George, the first space monkey.
Keith nudged George with his shoe.
I'm trying to sleep.
You dumb son of a bitch.
All he wanted to do was sleep. For the first time, he wished he were far away.
Far away.
Lost in a deep, vast country where nobody knew him. Somewhere without language. Or streets. And he dreamed about this place without knowing its name.
Just look at that! Not a care in the world!
He was growling with fury, fingers frighteningly unsteady in the region of the trigger.
He's your president, too!
It's great. Just great.
What is this, open mic night?
Here is the instrument of cleansing, my brethren. And nothing quite cleanses like fire.
You're ready, brother.
pretty handy with that lighter.
Yeah.
I was conscious then only of flames, of anger, of the raw smell of gasoline, of a clear view of the outcome.
There's a light in the forest after all.
There was a great whoosh at our backs and a blast of heat and sizzling fire, as if the whole air were burning.
How surprised he was when he woke up.
And when he woke up, he was on fire. There were blue flames burning the sheets of his bed. He ran through the flames toward the only two people he loved.
Brownie, you're doing
Don Rumsfeld.
We frequently call them roving death squads. Right?
I went on those runs, and I know what it is like, Jordan.
I
burned a family's house to the ground because they weren't cops.
That's life.
But they were gone.
Let me talk about Al-Qaeda.
You're hallucinating, Jordan.
At least I think one's coming on.
I caught a split-second glimpse looking over my shoulder of George with his mouth open as if he, this time, would scream.
We
fire, my lord. We have purified all that lives with our zeal, and we shall continue with our work, with our devotion. We shall cleanse the world.
And the heat hit him. An expression of pain altered the pale contours of his face.
Death. Help!
He seemed to take a deep breath to yell. And fire rushed into his open mouth as if drawn by bellows into his lungs. He made no sound at all, but clutched at his chest, his eyes wide with white showing all round, and he fell, face down, in an accelerating fireball.
The fates took revenge on Oedipus for inciting the gods. Now with these flames they purify our city and those who shall stay.
Him with his pants on fire.
Which nobody can deny.
He knew that the temptation to smoke might be more than he could resist.
His arms were burning, and he threw himself outside and rolled on the wet ground. Then he ran. He never looked back to the fire.
Well, that was some fun, now wasn't it, George?
He just ran.
The bad blood never crackles, battling fire, my whole belief town for it's to burn. Sudden in song of silence, with no idea of violence. Well, just try.
Despite the violence, I am optimistic. And that optimism is justified.
And then, from far above, fell a blessed mist of drizzling drops of water, cooling, life-giving, spitting and sizzling on all the small fires around us, blackening the flames to extinction, and turning to a smoking ruin, the humped shape of George Bush.
Jesus.
Hell.
I hope you've got your things together. I hope you are prepared to die. Looks like we're in for some nasty weather. What am I taking for an eye? And don't go out to life, for it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise.
Once the fire was extinguished, they placed the charred president in the bed of Lester's father's pickup. George gave a disconsolate whimper.
What do you suppose has eaten George?
Well, with the thrill-seeking personality, what goes up must come down. Top of the world one minute, wanted by Meagher's next.
I really must run.
on a night like this?
Yes, sir. It's as if our old friend George is a alley cat. His own damn humor to swing him by the tail.
George got very nervous.
Run!
Where are you going, George?
Running bad time!
He ran out as fast as he could.
But you haven't heard the last of... The Lord God Jehovah will guide my hand in vengeance.
After him ran the two painters, then the elevator man, and then the woman who lived in the place.
Don't let him get away, cried the woman.
The donut man grabbed an aluminum baseball bat and chased the president.
Jesus, hell.
Forget the $7,000. It's time to run.
I object to those stories that say I'm a lame duck. I'm not a lame duck. I'm a sprinting duck. I'm a hustling duck. I'm a leadership of the free world duck.
George headed for the fire escape.
I kept on running to take the plot to me, yelling, screaming. I kept on running. Faster, faster. New voices joined them. I looked back. The street was black with hundreds chasing me, yelling, screaming. I'd killed their sons, fathers, brothers. The street was black with them, I tell you. Chasing me, chasing me. Hundreds of them yelling, screaming, after my life, wanting my blood. Hands up, sweat like claws to catch me, tear my flesh, scratch my eyes up. Running, running, looking, catch me, no!
Luckily, George was close to a door.
Slammed the door, lost a pack of them. Every one of them, wives and sons and brothers. But they'll find me. They'll search me out, they're searching now. Yes, they'll find me. The mob won't get me. No, the mob won't get me. Funny mob they were. Without bodies, just heads. Heads of people chasing me and yelling. They won't get me. No, they won't. When they find me here, when they knock on the door, I'll kill myself. And... They're here outside the door.
Tom.
You won't get me.
Jesus.
Not you. Yes, I killed your sons, husbands, killed your friends, lovers.
It's a monster. Kill him.
Why are you torturing me? I'm just a man.
George reached the end of the fire escape. The others had not caught up with him yet. Here was his chance. They could not jump. But George could easily jump down and escape. In a moment, he would be safe. Now they had almost caught up with him.
A great big crowd. I hated that crowd. All those faces scratching and shoving and biting.
Hey, what the hell?
Lost his footing and fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
Poor little George.
I'm gonna need a truss.
Oh, listen, that only goes to show you, and it'll show you once again that...
He had forgotten that the pavement was hard as stone.
Ooh.
Too bad, the fall broke his leg.
Cold.
The cab passed out in the street.
So cold.
Once in the street, George felt a little scared. What should he do in the big city? George did not know what to do. No, he just cried.
That free clean in the gutter like he did.
Man in a rush never sees the edge of the cliff until it's too late.
George shrugged, his shoulders bunched.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
George gimped unhappily into the night.
Chill that ouchies.
And by God, Bush got away from them somehow and made it to that swamp.
Abandon all hope. You who enter here.
What next?
What indeed can happen next, Seekers? All I can tell you is next episode, brother meets brother in the swamps, and there will be death.